This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Let's say you're a 23-year-old who just got finished with 4 years of art school, and it's COVID, and you don't have a job, and you're doing some Uber driving, Uber and Lyft driving on the side in a mask, and you're just kind of like, what the fuck just happened? You know, like COVID hit, and you went to art school, so not the most practical thing either, and you haven't been able to get jobs at companies because people have been laid off. Like, what do you do? And one day after, you know, not getting any real Uber rides and coming back into your apartment, you open your phone or your laptop and you go on Twitter and you start noticing people talking about this thing called NFTs. And after about 72 hours of reading, or after about 5 hours of reading on social media over 2 days, you realize, quote unquote, holy shit, is this something that can be big for me? What do you do? Got it? All right. So one of my favorite things about when innovation strikes is it affects people that it had an effect in the past. What do I mean by that? The current state of the internet creates scenarios that create huge opportunities for individuals that didn't see the opportunity coming for them. For example, social media created something called influencers. Please go read the remarkable 2009 New York Times bestseller, Crush It. What I spoke about there was, in 12 years ago, was people were not gonna realize that they could make $100,000 a year being an expert around stretching. Making $90,000 a year, being a cook on the internet. Making $450,000 a year, just being a cook on the internet. Like, they didn't realize the long tail of the bunnies that were gonna be made around your passions and your expertise. Cashing in on your passion. Couldn't have been more right. In this little scenario, I'm going to basically write Crush It all over again, but in this scenario that you just saw above. NFTs are gonna do for artists what social media did for people with personalities. Whether that was a comedian, a wine guy, or things of that nature. Most people, like this person who's an artist, have to then get practical. And they work at ad firms, they work in Hollywood, they work in the creative industry, which, oh, by the way, is wildly not creative. If you're an actual artist, you're making things for clients and companies, which create incredible boxing in of your creativity. Art majors are not doing what they want to be doing at jobs, at VaynerMedia or anywhere else in the world, for that matter. Exactly what art they want to make. So this person in this scenario has to reattach themselves to their ambition. I'm going to make the assumption here in this scenario, and that's who I'm writing this for, the 13-year-old that said they were gonna be Banksy, the 18-year-old that said they were gonna be Michelangelo, like people that were like Andy Warhol, Jackson Pollock, like big ambitions. I want everybody to tap in that's in this story, and there's a lot of artists in the world. This is your moment. So first I want you to deploy ambition. You're going back to who you were at 16, not who you are at 23. Step one. Step two is tenacity. It's understanding this moment is real and being tenacious in your output, in your networking, in your relationship, just like with influencer marketing. There have been 5 million people this year, 25 million people, 100 million people, 1 billion people who've set out this year to become an influencer. The far majority of them will not. So for every artist, the reason tenacity matters is the following. One, the biggest mistake people do when they go out to become an influencer is the same biggest mistake that a bunch of artists are about to make, which is they're going for 1 billion, Banksy, but they don't have the humility to land at $88,000 a year and enjoy the shit that they're a working artist, which, oh, by the way, was almost completely impossible pre-NFT. The amount of people pre-NFT that could be making $219,000 a year as an artist were a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the people that are about to, in 2031, make $218,000 a year being an artist. The amount of people that are ad firms, Hollywood, you know, creative place, Broadway, that are making $110,000 a year now, making shit all day long that they're not passionate about, who are about to replicate that same 110, making the exact thing they wanna be making, is so exciting for me, for artists, that I can hardly breathe. This is gonna be the greatest, technology is about to create a scenario for artists that we have not seen in the history of mankind. I believe that. So as you can imagine, I want tenacity for this person because I don't want them to give up along the way. When they launch their first NFT project and they sell no pieces and it costs them money to mint them, and they curse me and send me an email, my email is gary@vaynermedia.com, and say, fuck you, you inspired me to do this, but I lost, that's exactly when tenacity kicks in. Do not, all caps, do not email me until your 49th project failed. Do not even consider to email me because you have missed the point of tenacity. You wanna be a working artist and you gave up after one time? Let me get this right. You wanna spend the rest of your life drawing, painting, coloring, whatever the fuck, doodling if it's me, and you gave up because the first project had no one? Bought no one? Get out of here. Tenacity, right? Conviction's the other one?
Yes.
The other thing that this artist has to have is conviction. Tenacity will come from the conviction that it's going to happen. And to me, the starving artist, there's just too many people who weren't willing to fight for their art. They compromised. They got to 29 and they said, I'm not gonna be 30 and live with this fucking roommate in this bullshit apartment. I'm gonna go work at Honda and make their logos. It's funny. I don't want that. I want people to have patience and understand that you have 70 more years of living, and you know, what is happiness? Is happiness truly having a your own apartment? Is that happiness? You know, is it having nicer clothes? Is it eating nicer food? Is it, and please don't do it for your mom and dad who, you know, you made the promise that by 30, like, what promise? Who, what? Conviction, tenacity, ambition. Like, this is your moment. I literally, disclaimer, I literally have this in my book strictly because I know of the millions and millions and millions of people that are gonna be positively impacted. But the key here is knowing the market is always right. And if you're a $58,000 a year artist, then you're a $58,000 a year artist. But pre-NFT, you were a $0 artist, comma, do you wanna be a $58,000 a year artist doing what you love and what you were meant to be? Or do you wanna be a $109,000 a year executive hating your fucking Monday through Friday? What is happiness? Come on already. This is the option economy. You have options. Anybody who's complaining, who has a smartphone, has a vulnerability.